You never know how much it stands out that we got our own language until we get around just normal people.
And they be just sitting there lost. And we just going by the way. What the fuck
is they talking about? College. Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, sugar, he just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. If you know like I know,
top of the moon is back.
Better than ever.
Yeah. Shout out to Chlorine. Baby, we're going to jump in the pool together and cleanse ourselves of our sins, baby.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought you had to do that at church, brother.
Yeah, it's a girl named Chlorine, man. It's back in the day. Oh. We used to go to church together.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But she ended up, you know, fucking a pastor.
Oh,
and
word.
And baptized that pussy.
Oh, damn.
Ain't that a shame?
Hey, man. Well, it sounded like she was doing God's work, brother.
Now she did. No, sorry. Shout out to everybody in Organic Nation. G-Squad, of course, cannot forget the G-Squad.
Can't do that one, brother.
And the gargoyle gang, the gang, the gang, bang, bada bing, do the gang, the gang. It's on the chain, jiggling lane, on the back.
Damn. Season 3
in the
episode
man.
64.
Goddamn, 64 Impala. 46,
three,
man.
Three wheel motion, man. Episode 46.
Episode 46 in this bitch, man.
Episode 46.
Yeah, man.
Hey, before we start, though, I gotta say this.
What you gotta say, brother?
Shout out to Gilly the Kid and Wallow.
Oh, for sure.
$100 million niggas.
From the seed.
Legendary.
I don't give a fuck if it's 20. People give me speculations. I don't give a fuck if it's 10.
Legendary.
It could be 5.
Yeah, they got that first 3.
So come on. They was legendary. They was
legendary.
Back that, then. For, with that, the 3 million.
For sure. For sure.
Shout out to Gilly and Wallow, man.
So if y'all don't know, man, it's reported that Gilly and Wallow, $1 million worth of game, signed a lucrative deal with Barstool.
Break
to
it down
re-up,
for him, Brian.
Yes, to re-up their deal. And licensing and stake with Barstools. We don't know all the intangibles. You know, that's their business. But
facts.
It's reported that it's over $100 million, from $100 million up to, you know what I'm
yes.
saying? With their re-up with Barstools. That's legendary, man.
I mean, they was always talking about it in the old episode one day.
Yeah.
Black man.
We got to salute them for that.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know what I'm saying? They always talked about that.
They definitely.
One of the ones.
Yeah, they had the structure. They understood what they was building. Yep. They wrote it out. They knew it was going to take some years after they, but they got that initial jump.
Yep.
So they had enough to go ahead and just buckle down.
Yep.
And go hard.
Yep.
And shit, they did their job, did their numbers, and they got their bag now.
Yeah, yeah. I rock with both and I respect both.
Yep.
But my respect for Wallow.
Right.
That motherfucker different. Because, you know, similar story.
Similar story, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He just went a little extra longer.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Way longer, about 20. 16 years longer.
That's a
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. 4 is a lot.
For sure.
20? But man. Anybody that's ever been to prison, you can look at Wallow and know Wallow's a pure inmate brain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He get up, do the burpees every morning.
Structured.
Yeah, yeah. He military minded.
Yeah, he wanted to, and he had a plan to execute, and he didn't give a damn what was in his way or who thought what. He knew if I do me, I'm gonna win. Yep. Same shit.
Slim brain.
And he did it.
Yep. Came out with his feet running.
Yeah.
Understood that he had a limited amount of time. He got to maximize the time. So that's why I say, like, if you come out of prison, you understand what kind of weight is really there and what kind of weight you're going to have to bear on your shoulders, what kind of load you're going to have to carry, and you treat it accordingly,
right.
You're going to come out with a different type of expeditedness on how you attacking things.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's one thing I always respected about Wallow, because like, our stories are similar with that.
For sure. And then, like, Gilly, similar to me, that's a nigga that was a guy that did music, talked crazy, you know what I'm saying, and never stopped.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Always had high, you know, self-esteem for himself.
Yep.
Always stood his ground. Yep. Never gave up. You never seen him dwindle. No matter what you thought was going on, he still had his
head. He be doing the shadow boxing. He be doing everything.
He like, boxing, all that. Yep, playing, everything.
Talk shit with
one
it.
One of the ones.
Yep, yeah. No, he definitely, yeah.
One of the ones.
I heard him use the verbs before. Young old nigga, one of the ones.
He rock with you, though.
Yeah, simply.
There's no question that they know us, right?
For sure.
We know them, so they know us. It goes without question. You know what I'm saying?
They the blueprint for that shit. You know what I'm saying? And they give us the game too.
And eventually we'll link up with them when the time is right.
For sure.
When God make the stars align, because we all stars. You know what I'm saying? So eventually God gonna make the stars align.
Yeah.
So when it happens, it's going to be something legendary. Y'all already know that. Come on, man.
Legendary.
And the dope part about it, just like how we do with the YouTube game, they gave the game on the podcast and shit. Yep. They told motherfuckers this is what you need to be doing. This is how it works. These are the numbers. Keep them in. And they fought through. So, yeah, salute to them, man.
Is it safe to say, like, how we were the pioneers of being the real niggas with the YouTube and the cars and all that, that they was that for the blueprint for the podcast, right?
Yeah, so Joe Budden was anybody was probably, before them? Joe Budden was the first person to really do podcasting like that.
Yeah, but it wasn't like them.
They did it a different way that shows, like, anybody could do it. You know
that's true, but if there was Joe Budden before them, then, you know, because we were, there were nobody before us.
Yeah, so it was Joe Budden and Drink Champs, too, before them, really.
Oh, Drink Champs was before them?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Drink Champs is about 6 years in now.
Damn. Yep. And they really just started getting their recognition in the last couple of years type, right?
Really from the seed, though. Them really? Niggas going to get hundreds, too. Big hundreds. When they re-up. Damn. They get bigger.
Damn.
Yeah.
I be watching them, too. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, that was first. But it's just how they did it with just calm and cool, just nigga in the crib.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Doing it themselves. Then they start getting guests. And it's being itself.
But Drink Champs is just on Revolt, though, right? On Revolt's YouTube channel.
It's on everything, but it's on YouTube. I mean, it's on Revolt, though.
Yeah, but I was saying, but like, if you type in Drink Champs, don't have like a Drink Champs YouTube channel, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, damn, I always watch the ones from Revolt.
They got their own channel and they got Revolt.
I was always looking through Revolt, like, and they be having them in the haystack of other stuff.
Yeah, with Big Facts and all that.
Right, okay, mm-hmm. okay, yeah, okay, cool.
But yeah, they got their own shit, too.
All right, legendary. Shout out to Drink Champs.
Yeah, they're one of the originators, too. I mean, top level. They're the top.
Noriega got the talk down pack, too, and all that understanding.
For sure. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But just how Gilly and them did is more understandable to us. You know
for
what I'm
sure.
saying?
More relatable from where the demographics of the understanding.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yep. And then they came in. They did it themselves. Like, Noriega, I don't know what they got going on. You know
they
what
did it themselves, too, in the beginning.
Did they?
Uh-huh.
Okay, okay, yeah. But how Wallo and Gilly kind of attacked it is kind of, and the reason why, I mean, the respect is with Noriega and Drink Champs too, but it's like how Wallo and Gilly did together, that's kind of how we did it together.
And by themselves, because like, by himself, you know see, with Drink Champs, he's right away, Fat Joe,
that's
DMX.
That's what I was saying.
He's super friends with them niggas, so they had the biggest guests.
And do they own the brand of Drink Champs?
Yeah, it's their shit.
Okay, that's cool.
They didn't
that's
get to revolting them until after, and they already established.
That's what's up.
That's their shit. They ain't playing their shit. Tsunami now.
Okay, that's
right. They'll get a big Hundo Plus too.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Wallo and Gilly, how they started was kind of like how you and I started.
Yeah,
you
know just what in the basement, and just them two figuring it out.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what the difference.
Because you got to think, we was trying to get the podcast going back in 2017, 2018.
Yeah.
When we was doing it directly from your channel.
Yep. And we was sitting in the car doing it. Then we did it in my crib.
Yep.
And we just trying to figure it out. We just didn't know exactly how we was going, because we had so much other stuff going on.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? Speaking of that, it's like, it's hard, right? So it's like, to give y'all daily content, how we were shooting content all them years ago, to do that and do the podcast was super duper hard at that time, because you were building up your individual brand, I was building up my individual brand, then we were trying to build up the brand of the podcast. Man, there just ain't enough time in a day, because you got to think, if we were shooting 7-8 vlogs in one day and trying to stay ahead of the curve with the content.
And working, basically, at that
time. And we were working a job,
Working out, working, then doing live streams. It was a lot.
What?
We tried, but it was just too much.
Most normal people ain't going to be able to handle that load that we did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now we got enough time to really hunker down and take this to the level that I need to be.
Because our brands are our brands.
Yeah, we been had this like in our mind to do it. You know what I'm saying? I always knew that when we do a podcast, it's going to be the best in the game. And
yes,
that's
you
where
did.
We at right now.
Like, you said even, it in the beginning.
Yeah, people that's coming with us right now, rocking with us right now, they know what it is. Like, you could tell by the energy, the comments, no matter if the numbers ain't the biggest, people know, nigga, what we giving, this content, this humor, this direct shit, our take on things. Can't be fucked with. It ain't even close, man.
Yeah, our dialogue with each other is too
crazy. Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
Facts, don't you do that. People often say that we got our own language.
Oh, for sure.
It is true, though.
Yeah.
You never know how much it stands out that we got our own language until we get around just normal people.
And they be just sitting there lost. And we just going by the like, the fuck is they talking about?
We'd be like, we really do got our own language.
Oh, yeah, got that.
People can't keep up with that shit.
Damn right.
We got, like, Morse code to our different... We got... So that's the basic service. Yeah, there's levels to it, for sure, because we got real Morse code to our talk.
Yeah, it go to a whole other goddamn tunnel. It go big goddamn... You know what I'm saying? The trenches with it.
Yeah, dude.
You don't cover it up with mud, boy. Yeah, that's in that. Yeah. Lost.
And then we got the one where we don't even speak to each other. We just...
Right, yeah. Big understanding.
Yeah, this is the most.
Hell yeah, that's what we own though. So
yeah, facts.
Yeah, just to see people prospering in this field, because this is the biggest field right now. Podcasts is the way to go for mostly anybody. You can look at all these athletes getting podcasts, rappers, executives. who anybody, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Doctors, it's the way to go, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, yeah, for sure. The what we about to do with this shit is going to be monumental. Ain't nobody
colossal. That's a fact. Yeah, I believe that.
It's like how,
and I believe a lot of people at home watching this right now.
Yeah, they, like I said, it's even like, yeah, on the road.
Yep.
People work out to them.
Yep.
And it's just different, you know what I'm saying? Especially when they drive, especially all the facts. Truckers. We already know that.
I mean, because we do it when we drive.
Oh, for sure. So, that's all I want to listen to.
Yep.
That keeps me, you don't even pay attention to how long the ride is.
Nope.
Cause and they long, so podcasts most time from an hour to 2 hours, 3 hours, yep,
hour minimum. So for that's, sure,
yeah, you minimum, yep, knocking that out right there. Yep. Straight listening
in LA traffic, you really need that hour.
You need that.
You go 10 blocks, you go be an hour.
Yeah, you don't need that good junk, man. So I always was doing that, but now niggas listen to us. God bless y'all. We blessing y'all. You hear that voice?
There yeah. And speaking of that, you know. Make sure if y'all want any product placement, y'all want us to broadcast any brands you got, any clothes you got. I don't give a fuck if you got some damn ties you're trying to sell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you got
like
do-rags, you got glasses, you got
anything.
Whatever you want to do, you got jewelry, whatever you want to do, holler at us, man. You know what I'm saying? All the information is in the description below. Make sure you DM me at Tall Guy Carviews on Instagram. I'll get back to you. Make sure you DM my dog, Mr. Organic, on Instagram. Mm-hmm. He'll get back to you, Mr. Organic with a K, and make sure you email ballernothingelse@yahoo.com. It's most really definitely. That simple. You know what I'm saying?
Partnerships, sponsorships, ad placement, whatever you need, we can supply that for you here at Top Facts. Of the MOOC Industries.
100%.
Gotcha.
And if anybody out there want to partner up and get a seat over here with us.
Oh, yeah. You can work that out, too.
Ball or nothing else at yahoo.com.
Everything is worked out of bull. You hear me?
Yeah, factuals.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's unworkable, huh?
No, we're going to motherfucking go ahead and do what we got to do to get to
it. If the price is right.
Hit that button.
Come on, man. With the other one.
There we go. Help me. Help me, God.
Green Mile.
Help me, God. Oh, damn.
Okay,
all right, people.
Lord, forgive me. Oh, I forgot
the black nigga.
I forget, yeah. Legendary individual, though. He was definitely
one of the ones.
Yeah.
For sure.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
what was his name? Michael, what was it? Damn it. Green Mile nigga.
I forget his name. Legendary individual, though.
R.I.P., man.
Legendary.
For sure. But, Lord, forgive me. But anyway, so, hey, let's talk about this first.
What are we talking about?
Russell Westbrook.
What's up with him?
So, listen. I come to Russell Westbrook defense a lot, right?
Yeah, you do.
Because the thing is, at the end of the day, he reminds me a lot of you, right?
Okay.
You got good intentions. You got a good heart, right?
So they say.
But you got a cloak around you, right?
Oh, yeah.
That comes off with a different kind of bravado, brother, right?
Right.
And so does Russell Westbrook. I think his intentions, I think he has a good character. I think if he reminds me of you, then that says a lot because you're my right-hand man
for sure.
In this game. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is Russell Westbrook, brother, went 0-for-11 from the field.
0-for-11.
They asked him about his performance. They said, he said, what did you think about your performance? He said, solid.
He said, solid.
Solid. That's went out it. There and gave it all. Solid.
It was some solid shit. He tripping. Shout out to Westbrook, man. You tripping, bro. That shit was embarrassing, my nigga. You going 0-for-11, playing for the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? You get $45 million somewhere around there this year.
Yeah, that's just on the court. NBA, yeah.
Yeah, off the court, you're making 82. I'm gonna watch your pockets, nigga. Open them up. Let me see. You know what I'm saying? Open the motherfuckers up, boy. Slap it back ahead. Bitch, open up them pockets. Let me look. You going 0-for-11, motherfucker, getting you $50 million?
Free, pull up when the person said to him, how you looked that up when the person said, Russell, you suck ass. And he looked up with the bug eye.
Oh, yeah, that was on.
Them eyes let you know he wasn't playing.
Yeah, it's Westbrook.
Say, Russell Westbrook suck ass video, and it's going to pop right. It should just pop right on up. You know what I'm saying?
On YouTube,
yeah.
But he was walking down, he was walking in the tunnel.
Oh, you know what? Here, I just sent it to you.
Got it
because I texted it to you last night, remember?
Oh, it's a text?
Yep. Here you go, Vareen. I'm sending it to you right now.
Okay, I thought it was DM, but yeah. He was walking in the tunnel after going 0-for-11. And nigga
I sent
said,
it straight to your MacBook, Vareen.
He was shooting big bricks. He said that. Okay. He said, nigga, you suck ass. God damn. They disrespected that nigga.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators. Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Yeah, he did disrespect me. I just hit the up over eat.
Yeah, because it's my. There it is.
Yep, there you go.
Free, you got it. So he walking out. Check him out.
Why are they so disrespectful though?
We glorifying that. Motherfucker loud. Look, he came back. Look, my nigga Westbrook came back. Look at him. Lizard eye.
No, he not playing that look what right you there.
But what you gonna do, Westbrook?
Yeah, he gotta relax with that one.
So you gonna beat him up?
I think he could have came back, had a conversation. Like, hey, bro, what's the point of that?
Man, ain't no reason to just go, bro.
I'm saying, if you gonna come back.
Because that's basically what they're doing. The dude going back, they always going back down when you test them.
Because they just have you saying something to him.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, they heard you.
He wanted to
you heard them. They wanted to
roast
you.
He wanted to roast you on his IG.
Yeah.
And you caught him. So now you want to be cool. Like, nigga, that's just.
Yeah.
You might not even say nothing, bro. Like, you didn't hear his bitch
but
ass.
But if he did come back.
Right.
Hey, make him just get some understanding.
But that's basically the same thing he did, though. What you say? Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Because he came back. He was like, no, you good, brother. You the best.
Yeah, but why talk like that, man? What does that do for you?
Right.
That's what more, if he going double back out of that conversation, that's what like, it should
why
be.
Why are you playing on me, brother?
Why?
Why are you? Russell Westbrook, man.
Or
most triple doubles in history.
How much money you got in your account, man?
Yeah. It don't matter about no money. You fucking suck. You bug-eyed or squirrel-looking motherfucker. He said he go crazy on him. You got to think about that. You really could roast a nigga if you fall into a troll and no matter how much money you got, a nigga can roast your fucking life.
Because they just gonna keep trolling.
Because I know I don't got nothing. Fuck you. Just talking about money. You fucking suck. Look at you. You're fucking 0-11. I can go out there and do better than that. Come out here and prove it. Come on, give me a jersey. I come out there and fucking destroy you, buddy. Troll, you can't beat that shit when you.
Because they just gonna keep covering that everything you know you don't got.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because it don't matter because I got the advantage, nigga. I know you got money, nigga, but so what? You 0-11 today. You embarrassing. This is your profession. You know what I'm saying? And it's just tough. Like, you supposed to just not give a fuck. It is. And it's hard.
I mean, what he should do was just walk away.
Just walk away. Like, you didn't hear him, bro. And if you did,
but they're human. That's going to get to him eventually. But,
man, you supposed to look, nigga.
See, because it's different. Like, with us with YouTube, right?
Right.
So it's like, YouTube, we ain't going to consume the shit. We ain't going to watch shit. Don't nobody around us send the shit, right? But, you know, these niggas out there every day. It's in person.
And they so big. What you going to do? You can't whoop them niggas in the crowd. You can't. You can send somebody to go slap them in their goddamn mouth. You should have some hired slap a motherfucker in the mouth is in the crowd.
Before you know it, though, you keep doing that long, indictment.
Because niggas going to tell, huh?
They going to tell.
God damn it.
You got to think, all the people in the pocket, all it takes is one person you to stop paying type.
And that's for sure. They gonna Big get the Mike
whole,
Vic.
The whole understanding.
The jig is up.
Gonna be done.
That's a super fact. They going to do that quick, too. Yeah. So it's hard. Because I saw something with Pac-Man Jones and Deshaun Jackson. You know, on the podcast, More Than Athlete podcast.
Oh, yep.
And they was talking about the Draymond Green and Jordan Poole situation.
Right. What'd they say? I didn't watch that one.
So, you know, Deshaun Jackson, street LA guy, mm-hmm. gang member and all that shit. So he was like, niggas sneak me like that. It ain't really no talking. Niggas going to have to see him. Like, I'm going to make a call to niggas. You got to catch that nigga.
But it really wasn't a sneak, though.
That's what Pac-Man Jones was saying.
Right.
But he was, Deshaun Jackson, like, nigga, you do me like that, niggas. Nigga, I'm going to call my niggas. And ain't no just, we cool. No, niggas going to have to take care of that for me, man. He said all that blatantly on the thing. I'm like, nigga, that's why your ass ain't in the league, bro, talking like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why?
But what he said was facts, though.
I feel him, but you can't say it in public.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, nigga, yeah, I'm not going to say that.
Because that could be used against you later.
For sure. Especially if you own that, which you supposed to
is. In the court
is.
Of law.
For sure. So, but Pac-Man Jones, like, nigga, he was wrong for letting them get in his face. You call me bitches and all that. And then you pushed him first.
He did.
Nigga?
He did, but they wasn't type kissing them type so
nigga,
close.
Yeah, you shouldn't let them get close in the beginning.
Facts.
Then you pushed them. Well, what you thought was gonna happen?
I'm all with you, brother.
Yeah. So it's like that. What he was saying. So
yeah.
But so when niggas like put themselves in a position and still trying to be street and do that type of situation, it ain't good. You know?
Yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's too much money. Real thin line.
Yeah, it's too much money involved, bro. Yeah. You gotta just let that shit go, or. Nigga, gangsters really moving silence for real. The real ones, like,
yeah,
there's a lot of top level niggas you never know that's like that.
Yeah, because if you're in the streets and you got that money, what's them people that be on them little tiny ass little wires that going from one skyscraper to another? That's pretty much what you're trying to balance on when you're trying to be a street nigga and $1 million brand.
You can't do that because there's too much money involved.
For sure,
you got to pay too many people and you got to keep paying them.
Facts,
nigga.
And you gotta balance attitudes, egos.
Too
and,
much, bro.
Yeah, entitlement.
Yeah, you feeding too many wolves. Yeah. They're gonna turn on you for sure.
Oh,
not
yeah.
only tell
can't wait to
ass.
Turn on you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Can't wait to turn on you, nigga. Like physically and monetarily, and then you know snitchery.
Yeah, because the closest people to you want to see you fail the most.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's the most outrageous thing that I never understood. But there's definitely people out there. Trust me, I've experienced it. You know what I'm saying? So it's different, man, when you get to that money. And then you got to think, and that's at a small amount of getting money, right? Imagine Russell Westbrook money. Imagine dude you talking about.
DeSean Jackson.
Imagine them, right? The shit you dealing with on a daily.
Too much.
Yeah, yeah. So I get it.
But
man.
Westbrook, take your ugly bug out of that fish mouth ass in a damn tunnel and relax, man. It's okay. Niggas roasting you. Nigga,
he didn't come back like he was going to do something, didn't he?
You ain't going to do nothing.
What'd you say? What, oh, okay. All right.
I said you suck. You frog-faced motherfucker, man. You fucking our team up, Westbrook. Take your pig mouth ass out of here. We want you off the team. You suck. You shooting all these bricks, nigga.
Yeah.
You fucking up the chemistry of the Lakers.
He's human, though. He's human.
I know. I get it.
And you got to understand, some people just listen, ain't with the chemistry. Because you are like that, too, brother.
But what?
You know what I'm saying? With the whole chemistry thing. Nigga, you'd be doing the same thing, not joining the huddle. We just had this conversation.
Yeah.
You got your old thing you're going to do. Hey, man, we just clap, bro. I'm not about to keep clapping with everybody.
I mean, that was when I was 17 years old. Nigga. Like,
how old is Westbrook right here?
He's 90. No, I'm saying he old, nigga. He should know better. Like when I didn't play basketball collegially wise, when I do like leagues and all that, nigga, I was cool with niggas. Like you know what I'm saying? You was on the team with me. I didn't let niggas sub in for me and shit, but nigga, we was winning on my teams and we was balling. I had no problem with niggas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But when I was in college, I was too ignorant, though. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I could not play no goddamn sport.
You were still pretty ignorant when we was playing the Super
Bowl. I was, but yeah. That is true. That's kind of bad example. I'm not letting niggas sub in for you. That's some disrespectful, dumbass shit.
What the fuck are we talking about?
That is terrible, huh? No, but nigga, we played that one.
No, but, brother. Hey, listen, you're not a good teammate, man.
I'm a great teammate.
No, you're not.
We played the Super Bowl shit, nigga. I won the game, nigga, against them niggas. Remember that?
Oh, that's cool, bro.
The All-Star
game.
Oh,
that's cool, bro. LeVon, it was an All-Star.
Le'Veon Bell. Yeah,
hold on. There we go. All-Star game,
man,
sir.
Listen, man. Triple-double, nigga. I was leading.
Ain't no real place being read in the All-Star game.
Yeah,
it's just man fit for himself. Oh. Only the stronger survive. That's where you survive.
I'm going to kill.
That's where Russell Westbrook kills.
I'm going to win that.
And that's why he don't win. You see? Yeah.
But no, but it was another little triple-double lead, nigga, before I hurt my knees. I was, nigga, killing.
Hey,
we was winning. That hurt my damn knees. In the old man league.
Was you the main guy? Or?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
I don't need no chemistry.
This just proved my point, right? You're the Russell Westbrook, brother.
For sure. That's no question, brother. I'm definitely the Russell Westbrook. Give me the ball, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
And everybody get out of the way.
It's like above the rim.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what it is.
What, Bernie Mac?
No, that's you. No. You know what I'm saying? Fuck no. You know what I'm saying?
R.B. Birdie, man.
Yeah, definitely. Gave me dead, huh?
Hardcore bunks, man.
Yeah, he was funny. Bitch ass motherfucker. That's how the Birdie back.
They can't erase who we was.
Yeah, he's out the nigga Shep, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the nigga that was on the team, the main nigga is the character. That's me. Give me the ball, definitely. Move out. All the way.
I'm not with playing with this team ball, man.
Come on, man. Give me the ball, man. What y'all doing, man? Is you serious? Nigga, they had Georgetown come to see me. That was me for sure.
Yeah.
That's how I operate the best.
Yeah, but I think that Russell Westbrook means well.
Yeah,
I think that it's like, okay, this is a perfect example I'm going to give to you, brother, where I think everybody can like really correlate with it. And I know you will especially. When you talked about Deontay Water, remember he was doing all that practicing, right. And then you was like, yeah, it's going to be all good until he get hit 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and he's going to go back to the default fighting.
Right.
Sure enough, he did that, right? I think Russell Westbrook means to do well. I think he wants to transition. I think he wants to evolve as a basketball player. But you got to think he's been winning for so long, being how he's been.
He just got to be on the team just like Harden. Like I got told motherfuckers years ago when we first started the podcast.
Yeah, you did say that.
James Harden and Westbrook are basketball entertainers. They're not basketball players. They're out there to entertain,
put up buckets.
They're killers. But to be a basketball player with your team and all that, it's different.
Yeah.
Them niggas ain't going to never win. I done told niggas that. I told niggas about the Nets. That them niggas gonna get hurt, they're gonna be indecisiveness with each other, and they're gonna crumble. I was right. I ain't never been wrong yet.
You did say that too.
And that's what it did.
I mean, you had a little extra disrespect to it a little bit.
Well, I did. Fuck them. No, son. But I was right. You know what I'm saying? Because
ultimately, you were.
Yeah, especially with the Nets. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, Kyrie, I told you they're gonna get weird, disappear. James Harden, he gonna fuck the team up, shooting the ball all the time, and KD will get hurt again. Exactly what happened.
But James Harden actually did really good.
He did great, actually.
He did amazing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And he wasn't shooting the ball. He was facilitating, and he was the best at the point guard.
Yeah.
But you had to make room for Kyrie because that's what Kyrie do.
That's what I'm saying. He can't. It's hard to do that.
And then Kyrie wasn't trying to
play. James Harden did a good job, I ain't gonna lie.
He did amazing.
He did. Yep. Great. He's still doing great this year too.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, so, and took the lower money and everything. So he's evolving. You see the evolving in his actions.
He's trying.
You
know he's trying his
he's
best.
He's trying, it's for tough. Sure.
When you just get the ball go crazy, get 90, you know what I'm saying?
And I think Russell Westbrook is trying to do
it. He can't do it though. Because he built off. Because you got to know.
Why you just kill him like that, though?
Because there's a difference. See, Harden built off like more skill. Tell you the truth.
Finesse.
Yeah, a little finesse skill. This nigga straight athleticism and just murder. You know what I'm saying? He just got blood in his eye. I ain't got time to be playing, nigga. Yeah. And I can't help it. And I know what you mean, because even when we was playing on the team, you like, nigga, pass me on. I'm like, okay. And I just blocked it out.
He's too retarded.
I can't help it. Like,
nigga, what you doing, bro? It's how we doing this. It's to us together. All right, yeah. Look me right in my eye. Come on, yeah, we going to do it. And then nigga do it again. You like.
I can't help it.
I'm looking at this nigga like, bro, the fuck are you doing? I passed you the ball. I didn't have to pass it.
Fact.
I passed it to you.
Yep.
And he just. Somewhere, that's why I say I.
When I know what you mean. It's
100%. So I think that, and I know you ain't just blatantly just meaning to do that to me.
Facts.
And I think that's why LeBron's just easing up on three or on Westbrook. See, I'm
shout out to Westbrook.
Yeah, because LeBron know like, okay, he know he good dude off the court, solid, probably as real as they come.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Court nigga
just too retarded,
blood and eye type.
Can't help it. Just smell it. You know, he don't know how to not attack. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you gotta relax.
Yeah. So
you fucking a team up, Westbrook.
Yeah.
We want your ass out of here.
His energy is just like yours. Like how you watch the interview. It's got the most. I'm not an inviting person. Yeah. Anybody all say energy.
They own him, huh? What?
Oh,
what'd
you say?
What
man.
This nigga talking about? Like
that, what?
That's definitely three of that right there.
Talking about
this nigga crazy.
I'm telling you, you remind me so much of Russell Westbrook. Westbrook. He reminds me of you, brother. If you went to NBA, I'm telling you, you'd be just like Russell Westbrook.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm my top pinnacle, my athleticism.
And you're taller than him.
Yeah, for sure. Like, come on, man. But he'll a little faster, a little quicker at my pinnacle.
Just a little bit, huh?
Just a little bit, bro.
Just a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe a whole lot, brother.
I was there.
Probably a whole lot, brother. At my pinnacle? Nah, it was a whole lot. He was saying, his shit like a 10, I was like a 7. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie.
Pretty close though, huh?
Yeah, pretty close though.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Nigga, don't get it fucked up. Hey, nigga, there you go.
Don't get it fucked up or miss the screw.
Don't do that.
I give a nigga 40 right now.
With the most ease.
But tomorrow I ain't walking. Yeah. And I ain't gonna be able to walk again for another month. But that day?
It's gonna be full glory. Glory to be had, huh?
Come on, man. Ain't no, you got to be NBA. You got to be in the NBA or, nigga, that's it.
D1 ain't going to work.
No, hell no.
Yeah.
You had to touch the NBA, bro.
Top Euro League, don't stand a chance.
I killed all them bums. You had to at least have NBA by your name. You know what I'm saying? Period.
At least.
At least.
Yeah, it can't be like 15th man. Because
ain't no nigga,
it gotta be like,
ain't no nigga 41 could do this shit. And I ain't touched the ball in 3 years and I got full confidence. I go out there and murder some shit.
What about you and Jamal Crawford? Because y'all like the same age.
That's true. Nigga, I'm too strong.
It's over.
Man, what?
Beat the shit out of
him. I probably can't check him like that, but I'm going to be fouling him and shit. Yeah. Then I get the ball. I'm going to sweep through. Jab face sweep through.
Dunk
get that
you.
Shoulder on her. Boom, boom, and score.
Lay up or dunk?
I'm going to lay it up.
Okay.
The first one might be a dunk, though.
Yeah, on body
that,
to body.
That jab fake. Boom, 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 boom.
Aaron Davis, Andre Kirilenko type.
That, you see the move with the arm like that? I'm fucking flushing.
Catch
on
the body and then flush
I killed
it.
Jamal Crawford.
Oh, okay.
Nigga,
damn.
Too puny.
All right.
I'm three
what
of them.
What about Russell Westbrook?
I ain't gonna lie. That nigga can't guard. I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. That. Nah, I ain't gonna do that one. You know what I'm saying? Niggas too athletic right now. I gotta be realistic though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I
niggas gotta be my age type. Come on, don't give me no current NBA niggas like current in there. God damn, let's be realistic. We gotta be some retired.
Okay.
Like Vince
what about Melo? What about Melo?
I'll kill that stiff leg nigga.
You'll kill Melo?
Yeah, bum.
Oh man.
Melo can't fuck with
who'd
me,
you
bro.
Say before that?
What I'm about to say? I'm about Vince Carter.
No, bro.
I kill that nigga. He can't guard me? No. I'm too Bogard. That nigga ain't living 315.
Andre Iguodala.
Kill that bum nigga too. No, he in the NBA right now.
Yeah, he tight. No. I think he might. No, I think he is actually. But you know, he more a leader in the locker room type.
I give him some buckets. You gotta be only how nigga gonna kill me, they gotta be top level, like young athletic nigga. I can't be
but
running
like,
around.
He gotta be like 6'6", 230 type. I'm gonna
give it to him. I'm gonna give it to
he
him.
He got a genetics too type.
I'm gonna give it to him.
Good D too.
Give it to him.
He be
man.
Locking
no
up
homo
like,
sapien with the good D, God damn.
I know that is kind of crazy, huh?
Fuck bro with this guy. This guy's tripping over here, man. Get him off
don't
this
get
guy.
It fucked up or miss
the screen. Good D. He's like, what the fuck?
The jig is up.
But no, then I kill him.
You OD for that.
We gonna hoop. I ain't gonna say like I ain't gonna obliterate him, but nigga gonna be I'm gonna be calm.
Yeah,
gonna be calm. Nigga, come on, bro. When I first got to Minnesota, I'm out there hooping with the Trentis Hassels and all them niggas at the Timberwolves Arena. Rashawn McKenzie's all them niggas. Like, nigga, shit.
That was 30 years ago, 3L.
So what? Yeah. Nigga? What are you talking about? It's still in me, brother. It's still in my heart. Can't let it go.
Can't take away what we was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to keep reiterate these niggas, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I should train with them niggas every day. Niggas like, damn, Kevin McHale looking at me like, type one, give me a 10
Kevin
day.
Kevin McHale, personally.
Well, give me a 10 day.
Hall of Fame, too, ain't he?
Most definitely. Yeah. I had a nigga got a bad back and bad knee. He jumping out of his seat like, God damn, who's this guy?
Yeah. Almost slipped the disc trying to
hey, relax,
to let
brother.
You know he like you.
You met the God, man.
Oh, blessed him. That's crazy, man. Well, listen, shout out to Russell Westbrook.
But now I ain't gonna lie, man. Now, man.
The jig is up.
Nigga too old, bro.
All the way over?
Yeah, if I get one game. Like
I can't believe you say you beat on Melo, though.
I kill that nigga. He lost the sweep through in the shoulder. I'm gonna do it.
Melo is taller, bigger than you.
He is.
All of the above, brother. It's not gonna be
He ain't more athletic than me. Right now, he ain't.
I think he is, bro.
I don't think so.
I think he is.
Nigga ain't bitch at 315, man. Know what I'm saying? I give it to him. I think he's more athletic than me right now.
He's definitely more athletic than you, bro. For sure.
He is, like, huh?
1,000,000%.
He was just in the league last year, huh? I'm tripping. That nigga averaged like some of the most points in history, huh? Am I tripping or no?
Yeah, you bugging.
I'm tripping.
You bugging, bro.
Melo type level, huh?
Yeah, come
fuck
on.
Fuck Carmelo Anthony. I'll kill that nigga, man. That nigga can't fuck with me. Is you crazy? Nigga, that nigga bored back, nigga. I heard that nigga, man. I give it to him.
Hey, man.
And if he do win, it's going to be like 10-7, 10-8. It's going to be no
it's
nigga.
It's going to be super close.
Nigga, what? Shit.
It ain't going to just be obliteration.
No.
Though. Yeah.
Definitely can't be obliterated now.
So you're going to at least get a few buckets.
Nigga, more than a few.
I try to slide it in there.
You're going
to
be borderline type nigga sweating profusely type for life. Like, nigga,
and he's going to be struggling for his life.
He's going to be focused doing all his training shit trying to go right. Nigga, oh, nigga, come here.
Okay.
Nigga, yeah, I'm going to give it to
but
him.
But he got to be laser locked in to beat you.
Gonna have to be.
They ain't gonna be just.
He had to be running up the beach and doing all that good training.
It ain't gonna be just normal day in the gym for him.
And I'm just gonna wake up that day, nigga, drunk me your motherfucking milkshake and it came and played him and give him work.
With the stomach fucked up.
Stomach's got motherfucking.
How's the stomach doing too, by the way?
It's great so far, so good, brother. Appreciate you asking me, man. But yeah, doing great.
I
laid
all the candy and stuff too, man.
Yeah, I've been fucking with the candy. I know. Okay. I'm gonna throw it away though.
It's all gone, brother. I seen it.
Just about.
So you gonna just throw away the wrappers?
I was trying to save it for Halloween for the kids, but goddamn it, I ate these.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna throw that shit away.
Because Halloween is around the corner.
But I ain't drunk no.
There ain't nothing to throw away, brother. You ate all the candy. Just said.
I ate most of it. I ain't gonna lie. It was good too.
Choosh!
But I still be eating a little bit, not as much as I would normally do. But I still ain't drunk no energy drinks.
Okay, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? Or no real sugary drinks. Only drink I do drink if I do gonna be a ginger ale or something like that for the stomach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But whatever you gotta say to make yourself feel good.
I'm gonna do that, brother. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's my life, ain't it? Is it yours?
It is. Hey, brother, no, I'm just saying, brother.
I gotta make my life feel good, look good, and be good.
I'm just observing, brother.
In my world.
I'm just observing, brother.
So I drunk me some ginger ale every now and then to keep the stomach in order, brother.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I might have been drinking a little too much ginger ale lately. Yeah, I've been off my diet, brother. Yeah, I've been jacked, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, brother. I've been jacked, brother. I've been off my shit, man. Yeah. And you know, I'm a person where my shit fluctuates.
Oh, for sure.
I'm either extremely locked in or extremely
not.
Or
it's whatever.
It's just, it's all up. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, you on whatever mode right now?
I'm on whatever mode right now.
God damn, bro. You got to tighten it up.
Belly starting to develop again.
Oh, no.
Like, I said, damn, man, I'm looking embarrassed.
I just got my abs back, nigga. I'm excited. My shit was gone too for a second.
Why is it so hard to keep them abs already?
I don't know. I'm old, nigga, so I was like, oh, they might not never get it. I was like, damn, my shit gone. It was like for like 2 months. I'm like, I ain't gonna never have abs again.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Oh, this is how I feel when you get older.
Right.
And I just went to that gym, nigga. I was going on that treadmill, drink that water. Then my shit came back. I'm like, nigga, I ain't letting my shit go.
Them old niggas be getting on that TRT and all that
shit. They do, though. It's the testosterone.
Yeah, bro, because I'm telling you, the older you get, man, even if you in shape, it's like that skin started to get a little looser.
Yeah. It ain't as tight. I'm like, nigga, my arm ain't, it should be rock hard. That motherfucker, it's back hard now, but
they
nigga,
got soft spots.
But 2 months ago, that whole shit was mushy type.
Bolted up. Oh, it's mushy.
Yeah, like, nigga, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, what the damn?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that health ain't no joke, man.
It ain't no help. It ain't no joke. You got to take care of that shit.
And then the older you get, it's like little shit. It's like little shit. You start to, anything little. Like, I was going up the stairs the other day, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, and like, out of nowhere, I just went upstairs like I always go upstairs. And out of nowhere, I felt a little tingle on the back of my knee. I said, and you sit there for a second, you like, you start to wonder, is this something serious or is this just something light that's about to go away?
Something serious.
And then it might linger a little bit. You're like, damn, what's, I ain't even do nothing.
Man, but me is always my lower back. My lower back and then like my shoulder.
That lower back is brutal.
That lower back is brutal. I be walking like an ass. My shit be fucked up. But it been good lately. You know what I'm saying? I be, nigga, can't even move. Yeah. Like, fuck, I can't
What do is that. It with your shoulder?
It is like the back of my shoulder blade, whatever that like, is back there.
Back.
Yeah, it's like a knot be coming sometimes.
Also in between your back. Oh, it's pure shoulder blade.
That underneath your shoulder blade, It's like a knot be coming
sometimes. That sounds like it's a...
That was fucked. Your whole arm
tedious
be like,
little bit on that shit be stuck. Annoyingness.
And then this always fuck up. But yeah, them things be no joke, bro. Yeah. And you got to pay attention to that. The main thing, I think I ain't gonna lie, the scariest thing be... To me, sometimes it's just sneezing. Cause that sneezing fuck that back up.
Yeah. Oh man, that do be brazen, bro.
Yeah. I be like, fuck, I gotta sneeze, nigga. You better be ready. Like you gotta prepare yourself for that sneeze. When you get over motherfucking 35, nigga, a sneeze is serious, man. You know what I'm saying? I swear to God, nigga, you be okay. Let me get my back. God damn it, help me. You know what I'm saying?
It do be like
for real.
That.
And you gotta sleep right. Make sure you flip the bed, the mattress, turn it.
For sure.
Yeah, that mattress is mattress is important.
Listen, we got the whole therapeutic foldable, but hey. That's your RoboCop on the bed.
You get
brother.
Older, you don't understand the importance of your mattress.
Yeah.
That motherfucker means something.
It's everything.
What?
The biggest, listen, man. All in all, we paid about like almost 16,000 or something for the bed.
For the whole
bed,
it's
like 10,000 just for the understanding. But then you got for the mattress that folds up. You got two remotes on both sides.
Yep.
And then you got you don't have a box spring under. You have like the adjustable thing that has the motor.
The old orthopedic motherfucker in the old folks home
the
bed.
Official Tempur-Pedic. Yeah, but not that old. But yeah, the official modern day.
You got a plastic on it for the piss.
No, with the filters that just drain off into the little Forrest Gump pot.
Yeah, they recycle it and sell it and give it to you later.
Yeah, that was all bad. Yeah, then you filter out the water and then you know you put it into the compost and then you get back and get regular H2O. No, not that one.
God damn.
Not that one.
Listen, man.
This is a regular one, but then you got to get the little other one, but it's a good investment. I ain't going to lie to you. They got a thing called zero G where you hit
Tell
the button.
The zero G.
And the zero G, it takes off all pressure on all joints of your body.
Damn.
So you're sleeping up, cocooned up tight.
So you're like, okay, yeah, you like zero gravity.
Yeah.
That's hard.
That's why he calls it zero G. Yep, 100%. You caught that quick. Yep, 100%.
That's hard because I'm telling you, bro, like my bed, I had to turn this bitch, flip this motherfucker, I had to make sure that bitch is set right.
Yeah.
Because like one point in time, my back was fucking up. I sleep on the whole other side of the bed.
Yep.
I'm like, this
or like diagonal.
Yeah, this side fucked up.
Yep.
And I didn't.
Too caved in tight.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm like, damn, do you flip it? No, you're supposed to turn it.
Yeah. They say you're supposed to turn them every so often.
Yeah, this is
That's
big
why I tell people you don't have to do that.
That's good.
It's a bounce back.
Yeah, man. So I had to turn my shit. And my back
was fucked up. I'm telling you, you'll like it.
I'm going to get one.
And they even got a TV button. When you hit the TV and they push you upright in TV, I can never have another regular bed.
That's
because
hard.
Once you down, it's because any other regular bed, you just flat 24/7.
Right.
You want to eat in the bed, you got to prop the pillows up, get some understanding.
You take full advantage of that robot.
Oh, I take full advantage of it every day. Listen, that's why I'm gaining weight and looking embarrassing.
Because of the bed.
Come on, I'm gonna blame it on the bed, brother, but it's really on me. You know what I'm saying? But you hit the TV, but you scoot that joint up, and then the belly gets a little. And then after you done eating, you kind of look at the belly like, damn, because you kind of arced up. You know, the angles be kind of.
They gonna let you know.
You looking down like, damn.
Nigga looking down like this.
Yeah, it's that for sure. Because you be looking down like, damn, I gotta do better. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You gonna get it right, bro. Like,
you know, I like the candy too. Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. Like when you notice that shit yourself, and you don't nobody tell you, nigga, you know it's different. You do.
Oh,
like,
what? But you know it's always gonna be different.
Hell
for,
no.
For
one of the ones
individuals because we've already been in the prime time shape. Most normal people, they never was like really a prime time athlete.
Right.
Never really was fully in shape ever a time in their life. Most people, when they go their entire life, that they're in shape until they're about 16, 17, 18, once their metabolism starts to slow. And then, or even if your metabolism high, but you're eating so bad that it just overrides everything.
Right.
That the only time they were ever in shape is when they were kids or early adulthood.
So they don't know how to feel grown like that.
They don't know what it feels like to be grown like that. So once they start to lose it, they just are used to losing it.
Yeah,
it right?
Nothing.
But you never lost it, got it back. So it's like, it's going to be a little bit more harsh on yourself.
Right.
When you start to lose it, because you like, what the cheat code is I know I can get it back if I just turn up. But the downside is you just, you know what I'm saying? It could go that way too tight.
Yeah, because if you don't turn up, nigga, you're going to keep going down.
You get what I'm saying? So you could get comfortable knowing that you could turn it up.
Yeah,
you
know I can't saying? Do that shit, bro. Like yeah, I said,
but
I
But you're an
that.
Even kill person, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
my whole life.
Consistent. And then you ain't got no kids. You ain't married. So that's a game changer.
Yeah, that
you know
helps.
What I'm saying?
That's that little shit helps. You know what I'm saying?
No, that helps. That's everything, brother. You know what I'm saying? That's everything, bro. Because all you got to do every day is focus on just you.
the way I like it.
So that makes life a lot easier.
Yeah.
But then there's downsides of that too. There's downsides of that kind of life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'll take the out of shape this and different stuff. But the thing is like that definitely comes with some pros and it definitely comes with some cons.
Yep.
Just like if you're a married man with kids, that comes with pros, that comes with cons.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta sacrifice you to for the people and your family and your kids and different things like that.
Yeah.
To get them ahead. So it's like you ain't gonna be able to have everything. And you if you go for something one big time, people everything comes at a cost.
Yep, that's
1,000,000,000%. You know what I'm saying?
So And it gives and takes on everything, man.
Yeah, and I've been sitting there like, damn, dude, I gotta get my shit together.
I'm trying to tell you, nigga, I've been locked in. I've been locked in for the last like 2 months.
Yeah,
and it feel great. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't gonna lie, because like I was going, and I still wasn't feeling like the three of them. I'm like, damn, nigga, is my shit going?
I mean, but you is about 50 though, bro.
Nigga, who you telling?
Come on, champ.
Nigga, I know.
That's
why I start thinking about it. Like, damn, is it because I'm getting too older now?
Because you ain't going brolicky no more, really, is you? Like, with the dumb, crazy waist, like the old three type?
Nah.
And you don't be hitting that back or nothing no more, too, like that. That's how you know your back really messing with you, because you don't really see you doing
that shit
the high kicks and all that stuff.
Yeah, that shit different. That shit different now. Nigga, I ain't trying to get hurt, nigga. If you be hurt like I was hurt that back, you be caught, even with working out.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I was in there one, like, that was like last month. And I was working out, I did the 315, and I just pushed it up. I had it here, but my back like cracked when I pushed it up. My shit
top
was
top back, lower back?
Lower back, the same lower back.
Ooh.
I was jacked up again. Like, God damn, I just was getting fixed.
Because you know you can mess up that top back with that.
Yeah,
too.
But it was my lower back. Like, I guess I pushed you out. I'm like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like,
did you squiggle a little bit when you pushed it?
I think
it?
I probably did.
You had to have, bro.
And I tweaked it. So it was hurting. So it was like,
you're trying to get that bitch up off you.
So now I'm just mindful. Like I do a good solid workout, but I ain't going OC3 of all the heavy shit, mad 100. I'm going mid level just to keep it tight and right.
Yeah.
Not trying to get hurt, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
Cause you ever gonna think about getting on TRT? Cause you about up at that age now.
I know. God damn, brother. You on my age, ain't you?
I'm on the age, brother, because you're pretty ancient. Nigga, man.
Come on, champ.
God damn, brother.
You might need the TRT, brother.
Nah, my homie
testosterone levels dropping tight.
My homie Will just went to go test his TRT. His shit was normal still.
Okay,
he older than me by 1 year. But his shit is at a normal rate.
Oh, okay,
you can go get that tested anywhere. Yeah,
yeah. There be some motherfuckers I be seeing on YouTube be 20-something be low testosterone.
Yeah,
type.
It all depends. So I could go get it tested. They might tell me my shit low and I give you some shit, or they be like your shit regular. You don't want to do extra and blow your fucking heart out.
Yeah,
I'm just not with all that shit.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would do it. You know what I'm saying?
They say it's not bad though. They say it's
That's what they
say. They say it's just like,
and then you start dabbing the other shit and other shit. Now your ass got damn big Hulk off.
I think if you do TRT, I don't know all the research in it. It could be just pure ignorance, what I'm saying. But the thing is like, bro, if it was that, like,
I don't think TRT that bad. Mostly not. If you see any nigga
that's
big,
it's still a steroid though, ain't it?
It is.
Come on, bro.
It's cheating, nigga. You niggas ain't just regular. Any nigga with that shit, you cheating, bro. You acting dumb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's no question about it. It sound good. It's just your testosterone. There you go. Goddamn well you didn't need that shit.
Yeah, because...
You know what I'm saying? Come from a doctor.
My test levels was low.
Shut up. You just want to be swole, nigga, and cheating. It's all right. Just say that.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm
too weary of my heart and all that shit. I can't play with that
shit. Yeah, facts. I mean, too weary with the heart, too busy. Because, you know, if the heart don't go, something else will go, and that's going to ultimately lead to the heart.
I'm cool.
Or the brain, too. You got to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't understand, right? Like, the physical health, we're talking about physical health right now, right? We're talking about looking good, feeling good on the cosmetic look, on the exterior when you look at yourself.
Yep.
But a lot of times people forget about the mental, brother. Health is the most important.
That's going to take you out faster.
Because if the brain ain't working, ain't nothing right.
Don't matter.
Nothing matters. Not the body, not nothing.
I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, do they? I know they probably do. But is there like a physical, like a mental, like workout facility? Like you go get do some mental workout.
Therapy.
But I want something that's really like this is a mental gym.
Exercise the brain.
Yeah, like for your mentals.
Reading.
Yeah, that type
reading,
of shit.
Seeing a therapist, like anything where you got to be self-aware.
But I think you need to build a facility like you go just for the mental, but it's like a gym. You could go there and have little shit sessions and shit for everybody.
That would be
y'all
a good
do
one.
Mental workouts.
That would be.
I'm giving niggas too much understanding. That's some three.
I mean,
shit.
People get mental workouts just listening to this podcast.
Oh, that's for sure. You know but I want a gym, like, but it's a gym. It's a mental
a full
gym.
Facility.
Yeah, like you got mental workouts.
But what would that consist of, though? It's like, so you got to think, to get a mental workout, it's not like.
It got to be like different things people do. Like when you go to a psychiatrist or you go to a certain place, they give you and do. Because you could bring it in with everybody.
Right.
And it'd be like a whole like class or session. Or you could be in your own little shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Going through the little workouts, the mental workouts. Yeah, but you're around other people and they got that camaraderie, got that understanding.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like an AA group type.
Something like that. But yeah. It's more like it's a gym though. You in there working, yeah. You in there fresh, crispy, you know what I'm saying? Feeling good about yourself, but it's like mental workouts. They're doing this, like ding, 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 ding.
Whatever
ding,
those mental workouts will consist of.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's like hard. With groups and shit, like ding, 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 ding. But you in there, like, it's like you in a you dressed in your gym clothes and shit, but it's mental workouts.
That'd be hard.
Yeah. I think that'd be dope.
That would be different. That'd be different. I think that's some innovative thing of thinking for sure.
It's very, because people need that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
But then there's going to be levels to, obviously, to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then you could, different things you could do, like, in different situations you're going through in life, you could go to the mental workouts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that'd be hard.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think.
Because they got like those, the water chamber things you lay in the water shit halfway in, you know that shit?
Mm-hmm.
The float tanks. Yep. They got that type shit.
They do.
It's a lot of that type shit that.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? That people be doing. But I think it's some, I got to just figure it out.
One
but
where I think it's just, be no, I think, I know exactly what you're saying. That would be hard. But this would be equivalent to going in there and doing curls, but you're doing it for your brain.
Right.
100%. And there's all different parts
mental
of your brain.
Gyms.
So it's like how you work on legs, you work on cerebellum,
right.
You work on arms,
and
you work on your frontal
lobe.
And
your trainer be like a psychiatrist, or like a therapist be like the trainer, and he's telling you what to do. Today we're going to work on this for the, you know what I'm saying,
frontal
happiness.
Frontal lobe, this part for the organization, this part for the impulsivity. We're going to work on this part over here for the memory and
I'm
the storage bank.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There, you know, there are areas
it's places
like that exist.
It is.
Yep,
I kind of seen it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I probably, yeah, it's something out there.
Because people, there's like, when people get like diagnosed with Alzheimer's and different things like that, there's like things that they do to try to make it last as long as possible,
right.
Their memory and their like retention with stuff.
Yeah, so imagine you do that in like a gym setting,
like
with a lot of people.
Physical rehab, but for the brain.
Yeah, and you ain't got no real problem. Even if you ain't got no problem, you just want to keep your shit crisp.
Yep.
Just like working out, but you're working out that mental.
And it could also help with the people that do have a problem.
Yeah, it'd be a mental
health
gym.
Hard. And I'm pretty sure there's little things I think that for like different subcategories of what you're talking about, but what you're generalizing is everything. Like I said, if you want to do legs, you do cerebellum.
Yep.
If you want to do frontal lobe, you're doing arms.
Right.
If you want to do the right side of the brain, you do shoulders, kind of like thing. Yeah,
yeah.
So you go in there and say, okay, this is frontal lobe day.
Yep.
Okay, this is cerebellum day.
Yep. Yeah, they got to sit in all sections.
It's the right cortex type understanding.
Yeah,
I get what
that'd
you're saying.
That'd be hard.
That
as
would
hell.
Be tough, though.
That'd be
Jeff
ferocious.
Bezos listening, man.
That'd be
he
top
listening.
Level.
He listening.
That's what we go fucking Eli Musk.
That would be the most top level legendary, the
for
most understanding.
Sure.
Because, like I said, that brain go, everything else goes.
Nothing matters.
Because you could develop a part. If you could develop your organization, your discipline, your resilience, and everything, it'd be easy to go get in the gym.
Yeah.
Once you develop that part of your brain.
For sure. Because, like, when anytime I'm going through, like, I'm like, nigga, not feeling like I'm top level, I listen to those stoic quotes.
Yeah.
I just ride around listening to them shits, and that shit get me activated.
Yeah.
So imagine if you know what I'm saying, you got situations you could go to, not only just the quotes, but it'd be like an exercise you do that
facts.
Help mentally, like, touching, doom, doom, doom. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. 100%.
That's how
you can listen to it as you go.
Yeah, like 100%. Some type of shit. I don't know exactly what it is, but
no,
it's
I know what you mean,
works
though.
The mental.
Yep, for sure.
That'd be hard as fuck.
I think that would be hard because if you could develop your brain to be stronger than your body, and like if you go into the gym like right now, right? You in the gym all the time, you strong, you feel good with that, right?
Right.
So now imagine your brain being stronger than how you look.
Come on, man. Because that what matters anyway, because that gets you through most situations.
It does.
Is your perseverance.
It's the most important.
Yeah, and that mindset is what makes people really successful.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, now think about that too, if you're doing mental, like the money mental training.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, you go, I'm doing money mental training.
Yep.
I'm getting my mindset on money and we doing this. You know what I'm saying? Get me ready to go be successful. Like, it's just like the motherfucker
for
doing
sure.
The Tony Robbins and shit like that.
Yep.
But it be like at the gym.
Yep.
Like a mental gym.
Yep, you go there once every day.
Come on, man.
That would be hard.
$1 billion shit.
That would be hard. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It
gives somebody a destination to actually go to instead of being like, I'm gonna do this at home. Because it requires a lot. That's why I never really do home gyms and stuff like that because.
You gotta go out.
I like the atmosphere of going to the
gym.
You
gotta go out.
You know what I'm saying?
Mirrors and people and the energy and.
Yeah, it's like I gotta be around some understanding.
They're kind of bigger than me, nigga. All right, then, nigga.
These ways.
Yeah,
it's the environment.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, it's that environment. So, like, okay, today I'm working on happiness. Today I'm working on money. Today I'm working on strength. Today I'm working on. Communication. Yeah.
Yep.
Come on, bro.
Yep, that's a fact. That's
a good
fact.
One.
Yep, that was a good one. I get that one, brother.
Because I was riding down the street.
Usually I'm the one getting on the deep talk.
Yeah.
You got it on deep.
I was riding down
one.
The street and I saw a gym. I'm like, damn, what was a mental gym? That's very good.
That would be heavy.
Yeah.
That would be heavy. That's innovative, bro. That's some pioneer way of thinking. That's some forward future thinking right there.
Especially the forward future thinking. Black Adam. He seen this 15 years ago. He wanted to make this movie. So he was forward future thinking about himself being Black Adam, my nigga The Rock.
And we
Dwayne
gave our,
Johnson.
We gave our predictions.
We gave our predictions beforehand, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And what was yours again?
You the bigger. I said it's going to be a fucking embarrassment.
Yeah.
And, but you are a big Rock fan. You know, I'm saying supporter, I would say.
Yeah. Buy I'm a fan too, a fan supporter. But I know what you mean with
but
the
But you the real, like you.
Yeah. Like, I supported the movement. Yeah, so
you're a real supporter. Buying the headphones, the shoes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? The gear and all that. As a real supporter should
tequila.
Do. Tequila. Oh, yeah, the tequila too. Damn, I'm gonna drink a drink.
I got Kevin Hart's too.
Okay, shout out to Kevin Hart.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm gonna give me your opinion first. We went to go see that motherfucker the day of, as soon as it opened, we beat the motherfuckers to open up the door. Yeah,
we had a bro day, me and my bro, man. For sure, we went there and we just watched that joint.
Yep. Black Adam.
For sure.
Death Adam.
Yes.
Whatever they call him.
All right. All that being said, I'm just gonna keep it funky.
Gotta keep it stanky.
I thought it was trash.
Damn, this
I rock with The Rock.
Right.
That sounds great, but no pun intended.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But man, I thought there were some good components. Like, I thought, like, all in all, I thought that some of the action scenes was legendary. It was just the story behind it, though, I felt like, I don't know, it was kind of, I don't know, it lacked the substance, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And then there were some things that just weren't making sense through the movie. And there was parts, like, I'm a super movie head, so there's parts where I could predict it happening before it happened. So it was kind of cliche parts of the movie that was super predictable. But I thought it was going to be, I ain't going to lie, I thought it was about to be, like game changer, like Wakanda, Black Panther type game changer, Woman King type.
Right.
I thought that was going to be like that type of understanding with the Black Adam. You know what I'm saying? And then it was hyped so good. They marketing did so good. You know, I follow The Rock, so I'm seeing everything he's doing, what they're talking about
big
and all that.
Big budget, brother.
It was a humongous budget.
Can't get no bigger.
So I thought it was going to be, so I think that's, if there was no build up for it and it was just a movie that just got released, I wouldn't have thought it was super bad. You know what I'm saying? But it was like my anticipation for it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be more than what it was. You know what I mean? But all in all, it's not a bad movie.
Yeah.
It's not like a bomb. It's not like you know, something that's just super trash. It ain't Bruno Mars. Or no, not, what was it? Pluto Nash. It ain't
that damn.
It ain't that. You know, and I rock with Eddie.
Yeah,
we rock
terrible.
With Eddie.
That was terrible.
Pluto Nash was beyond terrible.
It ain't got no parts.
No.
You ain't got no little giblets and nothing you can walk away with.
Yeah. Wait, that one, where I get Bruno Mars from with the Pluto Nash, I was trying to piece it up.
Shout out to Bruno.
I had to get one wrong in order to get it right. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it wasn't a Pluto Nash.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was just that my bar was too high for it. So to me, based off my expectation for the movie, it felt type trash to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and they was trying to make him too funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they said they was going away from Avengers.
Right.
But then they was kind of doing Avenger-ish.
Yeah, big
kind
Thor
of things.
Shit.
Yeah, then the kid just threw me off in the movie. The kid, you know, with the kid and then, like, oh, man, it was a lot. There was a lot. The kid, the woman, I felt like it was two components. It wasn't really, you know what I mean?
The girl from his past looked like the bitch currently and all that dumb shit. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. And I understand that part because, you know, in a lot of superhero movies, they kind of do that, like, where one similar, looks similar.
That's the great, great, great.
Yeah, type. So I get that, you know, but it was just the kid and then I don't know if it was the acting or was it the playing too much. It was just too much though for me. You know what I'm saying? I wanted Black Adam to be Black Adam.
Right.
Comic book just go dumb with everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They followed true to form in the comic book pretty good though.
Right.
Like with the city, him running the city, him confined to the city.
Right. That's how it was in the comic book.
That's how it was in the comic book. Yep.
Okay, well, that's your opinion. I hear you. You know what I mean? First and foremost.
Shout out to The Rock though. Man.
First and foremost is like, for me,
I'd go watch it too if it came out though.
Yeah.
Would you?
Watch what?
Black Adam 2 if it came out. Would you go?
Oh, for sure. I would go
watch it too.
I ain't gonna miss
that. I would too.
That.
So it wasn't obviously that bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna see all that. I just like people out in the Batman versus Superman, DC. That shit was cool to me. I'm gonna watch them.
Justice League too.
I'm gonna watch the motherfuckers. Yeah. So all of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like initially, like it's like, you know, they did the story. They did like a Bane type story. Like you didn't know that the son was originally the Black Adam. You know what I'm saying? They played to that core.
Yep.
And I just don't like when kids, I don't like no kiddie shit in our superhero shit. I just don't like it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't like Shazam, because he a kid and he goes, Shazam, and you turn to a.
I said
so he in the same vein of being a Shazam nigga. I don't like Shazam. So all you is a black version of Shazam?
He got a little bit more stank to him.
Yeah, but you still the same. The wizards made him and shit, and you got to say, even the word Shazam, that shit lame as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, that what you say to take away your power. All I got to do is say this one word, Shazam, and then my shit gone. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That what this is about, man?
Yeah.
That shit garbage. And then, like, how they made the storyline in the second half of the movie was dope. When they showed that part, that his son came home.
The
and
morning.
His dad was fucked up. He wanted to give him the powers. He gave him the powers, and he became Black Adam. Then they killed his son, killed his wife. That's how it should have started off.
Yeah.
So that makes it dark. That
like
makes
300 of Black Adam.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's going to make it dark. That gives you some understanding. We going from there. And that nigga is up. He mad. We didn't know what the fuck going on. Like, why is he walking in the building like this and then destroyed everything? We didn't know why he did that until like the second half of the movie, like an hour and something in. They should have did that in the beginning.
For sure.
And then on top of that, it was too kiddy and like joking and all this dumbass shit. Then the nigga is 5,000 years frozen. The nigga wake up and all that cock on the iPhone and shit.
Immediately too.
Come on, man. Nigga,
he didn't have to take no crash course.
Nothing. Nigga asked no questions.
He wasn't speaking.
The nigga wake up 5,000 years later, goddamn, on the laptop, chilling and shit, googling shit. Yeah. Like, I'm like, come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? That shit was weak. And then like the fight scenes, weak. That wasn't no innovative fight scenes. Like, Prey had better fight scenes, nigga.
Yeah. Here's what I'm gonna add to you. You talking about the fight scenes? I don't like how they had the nigga struggling with the eagle nigga.
He just a hawk, nigga.
He's just a regular hawk, dude. And he's struggling. He's whooping you.
Shit, hit that nigga one time and knock him out to space.
He should have been.
Like, did the other niggas. What's the difference? Hit the one nigga, he went to goddamn Pluto.
Yes, he did. Why couldn't he went to Pluto Nash?
Why you couldn't hit that nigga and do the same thing? He ain't nobody who got
some
wings.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I didn't like that. And then if y'all talking about a part where he'll fight Superman, listen, spoiler alert, Superman was at the end of the movie.
Yeah, I told you. Know what I'm
saying? And the thing is Superman beat the shit out of him based off how they showing him.
How you struggling? Superman wasn't struggling with no regular people.
Right now, if you base off the comic books, we got different understanding.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you base it off of the Superman that we seen in Man of Steel and the Black Adam that we just seen, Man is still going to beat the dog shit out of him.
And then it's like, I just don't like even how he got his powers in a movie. Like, the wizard niggas just gave it to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Gave it to his son or whatever.
Yeah, sure. I take it back tight.
Yeah, so like, nigga. And then, like, what are you protecting this bum-ass city?
It's like 300 people. It's like a population of 300.
What the fuck is this city, man? Well, they ain't got no uranium. They ain't got nothing. Wakanda got the goddamn most money in the world.
That's why I said I thought it was going to be like a Black Panther.
Nigga ain't got no money. They ain't got no treasures. What are we protecting this funky-ass city that this nigga got to protect it, brother? What is they talking about? Don't make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't give us no reason for him to be protecting the city.
The plot could have been a lot better.
Of course.
Yeah. So, but the
like, why was them
scenes,
niggas there? Like them infantry niggas. Like, what was they doing?
Yeah. But the quick movements and all that was hard. The quick moves, do. Like that was hard. And then splitting the rip in the body tight. That was cold.
Was hard. I like that part when he killed.
But that should have been that way all the way from beginning to end.
Yeah, he was like a
Black Adam.
He was like a dud when he ripped the nigga head off.
It was Black Adam.
And then he grabbed niggas and crushed them, turned to dust.
Yeah, but then it's like if you gonna fight, like man, I get it. But it don't be like when I don't feel like when Superman be fighting people, I don't be really feeling like there's really no challenge really like that.
Right. Like it was in the beginning, he was fucking niggas up when he first came and he was obliterating all them first level
Superman?
Niggas. No, no, Black Adam.
Black Adam, yeah.
When he came to life and he was all the military niggas, he started zapping.
Yeah.
Obliterating them niggas.
Yeah, that was cold.
Right.
That was cold. Just disintegrate him. Instantly
was
to
no
dust.
Chance. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
But then it was the plan with the little kid. It's just like, you got to be more killer type.
And he's still doing the same rock. Turn ahead. Who's next? Don't worry about it. I'm going to be
there. Yeah, he did call that.
What's going on?
I ain't going to lie.
I am the man in black.
Okay.
Like he did his turn ahead. Look with the eye.
So let's talk about this. Because 3 did call that and he did do that.
And Rockface, I ain't gonna hold you. Rockface looking old and the motherfucker in that movie too. I ain't that nigga looking motherfucker there. 2 nigga need to get some Botox, man. 3 of them face smooth, nigga.
So
that nigga look too old in the movie.
He got a lot more stresses, brother.
God,
I think he
damn.
Older than you too though.
Yeah, of course, nigga. He better be.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He on drugs. He on steroids.
So wait, listen. When you said so in the movie 3 was tapping me like, hey, look, here come the look. That's three, all the way through and through. And it was coming too, it was happening. So you did call that. So I'll give you that one, brother.
That was sarcasm.
That was the Black Adam zap too.
That was sarcasm.
Yeah.
Like, get your dumb ass out of here, man. You killing all these niggas, you telling jokes and shit.
Yeah.
Whack, man.
Yeah.
Whack.
The type of humor is a little bit cool if you sprinkle it in.
I fell asleep. You fell asleep in that motherfucker. This nigga had to get up. He was standing up doing jump jacks and shit, nigga, and cartwheels.
I was, though. Know I ain't gonna lie.
You hit that coke I gave you, brother?
Nah, I am.
Yeah, you did. I see you. Nigga hit that little coke.
What you was doing with some coke, again?
Hey, bro, I just bust a little move in the bathroom. I had to make my little bread, man. Crypto down. No, I'm sorry. Listen.
Oh, yeah, man, do what you gotta do, huh? No, listen, I ain't getting no sleep day before. Then we was in there, and it was just too, man, it's just, I ain't gonna lie, the plot could have been better.
And it was long. But it was, like I said, it got some good parts to it. Like, of course, you know what I'm saying? Some of the quick scenes, grabbing niggas, vaporizing niggas, punching niggas and knocking them out the universe. He split the demon nigga up. Demon nigga weak, too. The villain don't make sense.
The villain was weak.
What am I to sit on the throne? For
and
what?
You got him looking at ferocious.
What is the throne? What are we sitting on that's giving you some powers?
Because they ain't give no backdrop to
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, they didn't give no backdrop.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're gonna. He's our champion. A champion of what?
Yeah.
It wasn't enough understanding.
And then he was puny man in the tank, and then
yeah, because he weakened. Did he get the black army swole shit?
He came out still killing when he was a puny man though,
fighting it looked good.
But that was kind of crazy though because there was no. They say when he regular before when he was regular there was no training with the understandery.
Right,
he was just a regular dude.
A slave. He beating up 7th level green
like
berets.
As if he was Black Adam, but he was regular type.
He didn't even say the Shazam yet.
That's why I said, bro. Like there was. There was parts of the movie where it's just
Rock,
like...
Listen, brother.
Yeah.
You fucked up on that movie, boy. You done put 15 years in and hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's what you gave us, man. I fuck with you, Rock, but I got to keep it pure with
you, man. Yeah, I rock with you, too, but...
Fuck you for making that movie, boy.
Oh, shit, that was just disrespectful. No, we giving critiques to the craft, brother. Not
he shouldn't have made it.
To the person, damn.
I'm just playing. I fuck with Rock, brother. Relax, man. Don't have me slap the fuck at you, Rock. Don't get mad.
Oh, shit.
And I choke you, motherfucker.
Rock, play with you. You seen him on Punk, though.
I ain't never seen him. Niggas seen me in action. I ain't seen this nigga in action in real life.
That's true, but I think you're going to get in
50-something years and we never seen one altercation? I don't think he's about nothing.
Put the feet on your head.
Nah, I beat it and then I fanned out, baby. I don't give no nigga no fair nothing, nigga. You always got an opportunity to die. You play with me.
C4, huh?
Yep. Honestly, I'm playing with The Rock. I'm just joking. Sarcasm.
Sarcasm with the eye. Yeah, man, I ain't gonna lie though, but if they came on Black Adam 2, I'll be there to see it as soon as it releases.
I'm watching it, man. I wish it nothing but the best. I'm just getting my critique on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Overall, it is terrible. Long as hell, slow, no plot. Action scenes weak. It ain't no innovative action moves. I'm like, ooh, like I said, Prey has some shit. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. In it, you know what I'm saying? You know, like that was different.
Yeah, and it had you on the seat the whole time.
Yeah, it wasn't no different shit going on with Black
Adam. Yeah, it wasn't no game changer,
right?
It wasn't
no game changer,
and that's the part why I say it's trash is because it wasn't what I thought.
Avengers got it. That nigga. So you gotta think about it. My nigga Thanos came in the game.
That was game changer.
Whooping the Hulk.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you how cold that.
See how different that is.
Let me tell you how cold it is. Just yesterday, I sat in the crib. I watched Infinity and Endgame the same day. I watched Infinity. I said, I'm just going to watch this one today. And it was so good, I had to watch the second one. I said, I got to watch Endgame now. I hadn't seen it a million times already.
My nigga going to give you that shit.
Man, that was cold. I ain't going to lie to you.
It's just us nigga in there.
But Thanos captured the villainous good guy.
It was a great story.
Thanos isn't a good guy, but he had good guy moments where it was a good story.
We knew what was going on. It was a complete plot laid out. That's what I'm saying. Yes. DC and Marvel, they plot game ain't the same level.
It's not.
Avengers
got the plot game down.
Oh, man.
Yep.
And they know how to show you some shit. You be like, oh, shit. They ain't give us no old shit in Black Adam.
Nope.
In the beginning of fucking Infinity War, nigga beat up the fucking Hulk, brother.
Yes, he did. From
get the fuck out.
Smithereens, too.
Nigga, who ever thought that?
Yep.
And it was from the instant.
Smashed him.
Came in, move out the way, man. Take all this off. Come here. Bata, bata, boo. Boom, man, get this nigga out of here.
Like it was nothing. Square Worth and say, hey, let him have his
swing. Like it was nothing. Then we out of here. Like, I'm going to go. Because
he came in, turned up on Thanos, sucker punched him, too.
Stabbed goddamn Thor to death. Killed
Thanos got sucker punched and beat the shit out the Hulk. The Hulk sucker punched the nigga. And then Thanos beat him up. That's crazy.
And beat the shit out of Thor,
That's what I'm saying.
Time.
So if we're talking about Black Adam, come on, right. Had him over there begging for his life type. You know what I'm saying? Crying. Yeah.
Killed your whole family.
That's what I'm saying. So if we're talking about a Black Adam, you got to understand the level of Black Adam for those
Superman
who don't know.
Level.
No question. So these are people that can end and destroy worlds, like they said in the movie.
Right.
So it's like to be struggling with the Hawk nigga and all that. And then next to know, even the other people, the people that was fighting with him early on, I forget what them damn dude's name. The big giant dude.
Yeah, the justice system.
And he's holding him down with 2 electricity shots, but it ain't enough. They type still coming.
Stop choking. And the nigga was holding him at the end like the Dr. Fate nigga was holding.
Yeah.
They was holding you down, dude. You're supposed to obliterate them.
Struggling.
Nigga. And then like, even like when they convinced him to Shazam himself, go, that wasn't a good convincing to me for me to be like, give my powers up.
I think his little kid got shocked. He got tasered up.
Yeah, you keep telling me that.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Hey, brother, I want to do my damage. I ain't finna give him my powers for that
shit. I ain't giving it up. That's why I said, like, they
the plot wasn't good enough.
The plot wasn't like a Thanos.
Yeah, the plot
They had to make the Black, and Black Adam is a dark person. So it shouldn't have been no Shazam, nothing type of that kind of movie. Weak. Right. And then they showed that trailer, obviously, before, too, because they coming out with that one or whatever.
So they had to...
Imagine them two together in one movie. Nigga.
That would make it... That would,
I wouldn't even like a movie with both Shazams.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I wouldn't like
that's
that
probably
movie.
Why I don't like it, because I know Shazam is such a kiddie movie, and he come from the same vein of the Shazam. He's just a dark Shazam. It's like, yeah. Get the fuck out of it. That but shit garbage.
I think The Rock played
he a good... He should have picked a different nigga than Black Adam.
Now, here's what I will say with The Rock. The Rock himself did a good job acting.
Yep.
I think he did a phenomenal job as far as, you know, putting the bag behind it, him, his craft, all that stuff. I think The Rock plays a good superhero. Like we said, it's not even a direct critique, all jokes aside, to The Rock. It's the plot of the movie.
It's the plot of the movie, bro.
It is, because The Rock did amazing. He did a good job.
The Rock gonna be Rock.
And he did his part.
Do the same role every movie.
Yes, but whoever is telling him to do all that stuff, and then like they could have added more stank to the movie.
They should give that man a better plot, bro.
They should have gave him a better story, man, for sure.
We should have understood Black Adam a little bit more, because it's like,
yeah,
nigga, you that mad, nigga, just your wife and kid, that guy, whoop-de-doo, nigga, goddamn, you can relax. You this mad shit.
I mean, wife and kid is pretty serious. But,
come on, bro, you was a slave anyway, so like, what the fuck is you, nigga, what you had to live for? You know what I'm saying?
Kid got killed in front of him type, though.
He was fucking crushing rocks wife, all day. Yeah. Like, whoop-de-fuck, who are they living in huts? Like, it's not like you, that was a glamorous nigga.
The kid was really...
One of the ones.
He was really the one.
That's the one, the kid.
He was, his...
And we thought that was Black Adam, and it wasn't. It was the weak-ass dad hiding in the hut making motherfucking muffins and shit. And he got his wife
making
killed.
Pita bread up.
Yeah.
Nigga. Sticking it to the side of the book of the
son
other
had
type.
To save him and then got killed for fucking with you.
Damn.
Now you mad.
Got straight bone over her to the heart tight.
Yeah, off the rip,
that
too.
Was crazy.
Yeah, so
as soon as he gave it up tight.
And he just keep floating, staring at his son's statue and shit. Get your goddamn ass down and go do
that's
something.
What I'm saying. Like, they could have gave him a better story, man. They didn't make him a good enough of like a story behind the villain and right. All that stuff. Like, and then the killery should have been a lot more top level.
Yeah. That's just our take.
Yeah, that's our take.
I'm just giving my personal opinion, brother. Like,
yeah.
So I would tell everybody still go see it. I wanna say not see it.
Yeah, definitely go watch it.
It's
for
still
sure.
A watchable movie.
I mean,
you know
probably
saying?
People are gonna confuse us a lot of times with thinking that we just saying it's all around the board.
Nah, I would say go watch it for sure.
Yeah,
it's still,
I would definitely say
still
too.
A high level production.
Because if Black Adam 2 got released tomorrow, I'll be there early.
You said that five times.
Yeah, I gotta watch saying? It. Cause we gotta watch the movie. I gotta say it tight 2-3 more times. You know what I'm saying? Cause we gotta get some understanding. I fuck with The Rock, man. Come on, leave
I know
me alone,
you keep trying to say it.
Yeah, man. Shit. I fuck with
him.
I really didn't even want to say it was trash, brother. I gotta keep a G for the G Squizzle.
Because you got to. It ain't no disrespect. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It just that we critiquing the movie. We're movie critics.
Yeah,
we
for
are
sure.
Movie critics. We see movies all the time. I'm a movie critic nigga, man. I love movies.
For sure.
So I like my personal opinion to my people and let them know how I feel.
Yeah.
So
but to The Rock's looks that you were talking about with his looks. You gotta think though, every person has their like signature thing that they do in every movie. Eddie had his things, Martin got his things they do in the movie, Will got his things.
But it's more dialogue.
Denzel.
My thing is with Rock, he don't do that much dialogue and then he do the shit.
The Hulk nigga had more dialogue than
that's
Rock.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep, that is true.
He didn't have that much dialogue.
Yep.
There's something we don't know about this dialogue with Rock. He don't like doing dialogue.
Type in his contract type, huh?
Yeah, don't give me all these long sentences and shit, bitch. 2 sentences maximum, motherfucker. I quit. Cause that nigga don't have that block man had more dialogue, man. You know what I'm saying?
like Shorty from Guardians of the Galaxy, Zoe Saldana. I think she only works with white actors. I think that's in her contract.
Oh shit, that's a roast.
No, I'm serious. I think so, bro. Think about it. There was one movie where she was with
King of Scotland. With Forest Whitaker.
No, she wasn't. That's Kerry Washington, bro.
Oh shit. You're right. Hit that motherfucker. You on point, boy. You're right. Got it. Okay.
She was in the one with Guess Who with Ashton Kutcher, and she was Bernie Mac's daughter.
She is a white bitch.
So she's usually always with white dudes in her movies.
That's true.
And she was in Columbiana. Columbiana was hard.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Was it a part two to that?
Nope. They should make another one. That was a good movie.
It was decent.
Had a good story too. It was much
like a Colombian Tomb Raider type.
Yeah, it was a Colombian Tomb Raider, but I think she killed him. Like, Tomb Raider was legendary, though, first one.
The game was.
Yeah, for sure.
I never watched the movies.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
None? Yeah, Angelina Jolie.
The game was historical, though.
The game was dope.
Angela Jolie played a perfect role for her.
Yes, she did.
She looked just like the bitch.
Yeah, but
they
came out with that new Tomb Raider with a new chick. It was trash.
That's what I'm saying.
That was weak. But, some people do be putting stuff in their contracts where they demand a certain thing. Like, I think Zoe Saldana, I don't know.
She demand only crackers?
See, that damn.
Damn.
Shoo!
Big white red lags.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big. But I only see her with white dudes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like maybe she might type though. But I think I did see her with one or two movies where she was with a black dude type, kissed a black dude type. Mm. But most of the time it's going to be white. So she could be just typecast, like maybe just the white movies like her and then want her to be in it. Yeah. And it ain't got nothing to do with her.
I think she just asked for that. She want to be crackered up. It's cool. God bless her. That's her preference. Everybody got their own preference, man. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck everybody do got their own preference. Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? She want to be with niggas. We don't want you no way, bitches. Scrawny neck, hoe.
Oh, damn. Fuck all right.
You.
Oh,
fuck you. Look at 3 said. Fuck you, bitch. No, I'm sorry. But hey, yeah, man.
That's it, man. That's it, all, man.
Episode 46. We out this bitch, man. Black Adam review. We gave that to y'all, man. Westbrook, you embarrass a nigga. Relax, you motherfucking iguana mouth bastard. What else going on, man? What else? Goddamn tap in, man. Get some mental health. We're going to come out with the mental health gyms and bless y'all, man, with some physical and mental understanding. Man, make sure you wealth is health. Take care of yourself, man. It's super important. Drink water, eat fruit, eat honey, get to the money, man. Other than that, man, make sure you comment on the Apple podcast.
Yes. Go ahead and get them reviews real quick. We ain't read them today. We ain't get to read them. So we
get up out of here.
We ain't get to read it at the morning, but we're going to read it at the end.
Okay, let me see, man. All right, we got some new ones. Okay, Thursday, we do got some new ones. Okay,
okay, there we go. Talk to the people, 3-0.
Yeah, but we got one new one. Ratings for Reggie Rock. Reggie Rock, we appreciate you. If you want to be inspired and laugh at the same time, follow this podcast. Tool the realest in the game for the motivation in the black community.
Appreciate
five
it,
five stars, and he got the fire there. Appreciate that, Reggie Rock. Organic love.
Absolutely, facts.
So that was the newest one, man. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, so
that's what we bring, man. We bring
everybody go give your review, and we'll read y'all review, too.
Yeah, like y'all
give
review,
it 5 stars.
Review our podcast with did Black Adam, tell by ad movie. You know what I'm saying? Do us the same. But all right, we up out of here, man. Man, we keep it pure,
come on,
positive.
Champ.
We up out of here, man.
Real black man.
Come on, champ. Champ.
Big. Big.
Champ.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Fuck Black Adam.
Top of the moon. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud.